I'm not gonna talk a lot. As you mentioned, I'm here as an artist. And when I talk, I usually annoy a lot of people. I just say something very short. I'm primarily a jazz musician. When I grabbed my saxophone, I was around 17 years old. I did it because I really love jazz. And it was pretty easy to become a jazz musician. It took me more or less, my mom is here, she can confirm, it took me more or less kind of a month to understand what is going on with jazz. I wasn't a great jazz musician after a month, but I found my way. It was quite easy. 10 years ago, I opened up to Arabic music. And I decided to learn, to try to make it sound right. And I'm doing it for 10 years, and I'm nowhere near. It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all because unlike Western music, unlike jazz, that is full with symbols and you find your way, and there's music and there are books and you can... Learning Arabic music is a lot of listening. Am I right? You have to listen a lot. And I had to learn to listen. And I realized that when you learn to listen, you understand the primacy of the ear rather than primacy of the eye. And you learn as well to listen to your inner voice. And this is what I call ethics. And this is where I identify with the Palestinian cause. Because it's the most non-ethical act happening around us. And I devote all my career to this cause. And rather than thinking about symbols, left, right, what is right and what is wrong, there is an internal truth. And this internal truth is something that you hear when you look into yourself and you become judgmental rather than accepting what people are telling you. Anyway, I thought it was going to be short. The tune that we are going to play to you now is a jazz tune, to make sure that you realize that I can't play jazz. Thank you. Political artist. I'm not a political artist anymore. I do regard Tony Blair resignation as a personal achievement. However, the reason that I decided not to be a political artist, I had a story about it. It's a true story about a very famous Irish band. I don't know if you know them, in the PSC, because you're kind of purist. Have you heard about U2?
Yes.
You heard about U2? Yeah. Things are changing in the PSC. U2 had a concert in Scotland, and apparently the secretary of the band, sorry, the band leader, I try to employ some Marxist terms here. The band leader kind of stopped the band for a second, kind of out of the blue, and start to clap his hands pretty slowly. And he said, every time I clap my hands, a child dies in Africa. And somebody shouted at him, so stop clapping your hands, you fucking moron. You know, and I thought I better stop with all this political nonsense before it happens to us. However, we tried to sue this, to do the same trick with Iraq. And apparently Frank couldn't play that fast. All right. No, usually we have a crush here, but however, the tune that we are going to play to you now is. Are we okay with time? Because I lost.
A quick one?
A quick one? I don't do quick ones. No. My wife always says, "Is it a quick one?" No, I don't do quick ones. So I'm entitled to one more.
They're coming back later.
I'm coming back later. Okay, so I'll keep Janine to the next set. Okay. And I'll leave you with something kind of cheerful, so can approach, you can be positive when you approach the hummus. There is hummus, am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Frank, for that amazing display of virtuosity.